Well, I've been a bum on a seat at Stratford, as they say, for a very, very long time. I've been going to the theatre there since I was 17, and I'm a lot older than 17 now. So it's kind of my home team. And in the last 17 years, I've lived very locally, so I've been able to see even more things at the theatre. And over that more than 40-year period, I've found it such a source of entertainment and inspiration and enjoyment. When I heard about the sponsoring a brick, I thought that's something I want to be involved in because I can't afford to sponsor a seat or a big grand thing like that, but I more or less anyone can afford to sponsor a brick and be part of it.
You obviously have a passion for theatre, but why the RSC particularly?
Well, I had a fantastically inspiring English teacher many, many years ago called Gregory Miller, who is still alive and well. He's a monk at Buckfast Abbey in Devon now. And I've in fact sponsored one of the bricks in honour of him, in his name. He was one of those people who brought English literature to life, and he brought Shakespeare zinging to life in that classroom all those years ago. He could act out a scene playing all the characters, and the words whizzed off the page. When I was 17 and on a camping holiday with my brother and a school friend, we found ourselves very near Stratford. I kind of blackmailed them really into going to a performance there. We stood at the back for 5 shillings. We had a fantastic view of the stage. I can still remember that performance vividly. There was, in a very small part, a young, blonde-haired actress, and I remember the name, and that was Helen Mirren in one of her first professional jobs.
So you've sponsored one of your bricks to your old English teacher who really got you into theatre, and your other brick is to someone rather interesting.
Well,
he's sitting on the table now.
He is sitting on the table with us. The other brick is sponsored in the name of my bizarre associate, Mr. Gnome.
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can.
Why sponsor a brick? Not to be rude to Mr. Gnome, but to someone who's not human.
Well, Shakespeare was not averse to including non-human characters in his plays, if you think about A Midsummer Night's Dream. And Mr. Gnome is somebody who likes to celebrate. He just goes about noticing things that are positive, that are done well. He celebrates quality, good service, and things that are absolutely brilliant. So naturally, he's very keen to boost up, as if they need it, the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Has he gone along to a few performances?
Well, that would be rather naughty of me to sneak him in free of charge, but he kind of channels the information through my brain and has very strong opinions on some of the performances he's seen.
Does he have a favourite production?
Well, I guess A Midsummer Night's Dream, because it almost gnome-related, and lots of sprites and elves, so he'd be very keen on that. And, of course, he's very keen on the fact that the RSC has a non-sizist attitude to casting, and he finds that remarkably encouraging.
A little gnome stay in their homes.
I suppose they represent twin kind of opposites of my life, the solid and inspiring grounding and introduction to Shakespeare from my English teacher, and the slightly quirky, naughty and fun-loving approach of Mr. Gnome. So that's a thoroughly Shakespearean attitude to life, I think, embracing the diversity and of life in all its richness.